And a dwelling person lives in is a
house.
And the plural?
Houses.
The largest outbuilding on a farm?
Barn.
And a building for storing corn?
Crib.
And any other kind of buildings for storing grain that are?
Silo? No, that's more of a...
That's good. But I was, is the word granary or granary used here at all? Is that?
No, we don't have those.
Okay.
Those large.
How about the upper part of the barn?
That's the loft.
Okay. Now, but you'd use the term loft. You're familiar with the term loft either as in a house or a barn.
Mm-hmm. A loft in a house is usually larger than an attic.
Does that have any other special...
No, that would be the...
A large collection of hay outside.
A shock, is that what you're...
All right, now something larger than that. If you're driving along the road and you see this gray, I don't know, you don't see too much in the
haystack.
South.
Haystack.
Yeah.
Well, a shock is a haystack.
Is the same thing as a haystack to you? A shock of hay and a...
A stack is a big pile of it.
Stack
yeah.
of hay, yeah.
Uh-huh. You don't
shock
see many haystacks.
No, we don't. We bale it now.
Yeah, sure. Do you know what they call those things when they set them up before they bale them? The hay in the field, you see it in the...
Well, we call them haystacks, sir.
Before they're baled. Does the term...
Of course, now they're cut and baled all together in a baler.
Well, Mr. Clay, talking about windrows.
Oh, windrow is when you, like if you're raking leaves, you windrow them. Or if you're raking up brush, you'll windrow it. You'll make a row of them. As if to break the wind. It's
not to protect them from the wind.
No, it's just a term. Windrow it means to row it, to make it in a long row.
I see. And the place in the for hay in the barn, you said, is the?
The loft.
Okay. And how about a shelter for cows?
That's a barn.
How about it, something built, maybe built down in the barn? Have you ever seen a barn, in the back, there's a kind of a little...
I'm not much of a farmer.
Okay. I was thinking of either a
that's
cow
a
barn.
Shed or...
Yeah, that's fine. How about a place for hogs?
Well, correct one is sty, but we call them pig pens.
Okay. And do you have any special name for the ones with a covering on it?
I don't know what it would be.
Okay. How about a place where cows are staked or penned for milking?
Stalls? Is that what you're...
Well, I was thinking something. Could be a stall, that's fine. Or something like a cow pen or a cupping or milk gap.
No, I believe they call them stalls, the
okay.
one I've heard.
How about a shelter for horses?
Yeah. Stable, is that what
sure,
you're...
Sure, that's fine. And a farm that produces milk.
It's a dairy farm.
Okay. Now, does dairy mean anything else to you? Do you ever use that word for anything other than... Does the word dairy mean a particular kind of farm to you? Is that the only sense you...
Well, when we speak of dairy farms, they have what we call milk cows.
Sure. But just about the word dairy by itself. I mean, does the word dairy mean anything to you besides a... the company that sells milk, would you call that?
Well, yes, we call them dairies.
Uh-huh.
The company that sells it.
In Chicago, for example, that's all they call it. I mean, that's all a dairy means. A dairy just means a milk company.
Well, they just don't know what a
that's right. Well,
dairy
that's,
farm
that's
is.
That's right, sure.
They don't have enough land up there vacant
that's,
to have
that's,
a farm.
That's how about a place where stock is kept or fed right outside the barn, near the barn, maybe fenced in? Small area.
A feeding lot.
Okay. And the place where cows and sheep graze.
The pasture.
And they don't grow any cotton around here. Do you know anything about cotton?
Very little. Okay. We don't have any in this valley.
You know a name for weeding cotton?
No.
With a hoe?
No,
that sort
don't.
Of thing. Or undesirable grass in a cotton field?
No.
Okay.